But what's the mission in Brachos? It's also, we see in the Gadol of Pesach, by the Seder. Mishnah says, Om Elezeb and Zayah, Harini given Shem, Shonim Elezeb Zachit, Shetayam, Shetayam, Yitzis Mitzrayim Belegas, Ad Shetosh Ben Zayma. Shenema, Laman Tizka, Shem Tzitzchem, Ad Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. The Pasuk says, the mitzvah of Zachit, Yitzis Mitzrayim, is a mitzvah every day to mention, to say, the Indian of Yitzis Mitzrayim, that David should took us out of Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk says, Kol Yimei Chayecha, all the days of your life. So Ben Zayim Adashin, the Pasuk could have said, Yimei Chayecha, the days of your life. What does it say, Kol Yimei Chayecha? What's the extra word, Kol? Kol is coming from Rabbi Salelis. That not only is the mission of the day, the mitzvah is also at night also. So it's twice every day, once in the day, once at night. L'chayr l'cham machalik, if you remember the end of the mission, the Chum say, they dash in Yimei Chayecha is for and Kol Yimei Chayecha is Rabbi Salelis Mashiach. That'll be a mitzvah even when Mashiach comes to still talk about the previous galus. We'll be talking then about how he got out of this galus, but we'll also be talking then about the previous galus. Every year we say the kasher, but they say the why do we pass like Ben Zayim over the Chum? Because according to the Chumim, they use the word kol to teach you Mes Mashiach. So according to the Chum, they don't have the word kol to teach you Leilis. According to the Chum, they would say the mitzvah is only in the daytime, and it's also in the Mes Mashiach. If I cared according to Ben Zayma that he uses the word kol for leilis for nighttime, he would not know the halacha that you have to say Mes Mashiach. According to Ben Zayma, we would not be talking about Yitzis Mitzrayim when Mashiach comes. It's machoikas. And if you have a machoikas, Ben Zayma and Chachamim, we have a kal yochav rab malachik rabim. So why always is this kasha? Why do we pass like Ben Zayma? And then recently there's a yeshur and the Kavis Yeshur, if anyone saw it, came out on Mosech Nishmas Ma'ildazed, Ryan Kondorovich, and they have some Torah from him and from a cousin of mine, the Ksav Yad, and he asked this Kasha. And if you look in Kavis Yeshur and Chel Chaf Aleph, on the Tufayan Tess, he has a whole Richas Tens, this Kasha. Well, nice, he has the Kasha. Now, upon him, that's what we pass like Ben Zayma, that there's a mitzvah. Yeah, maybe that's the answer. Is it was Ben Zayim and Ben Zayim connected to Chum?
Right, that could be a teretz also.
Also, it's discussion. Oh. Okay. But we pass something like Ben Zayim that there's a mitzvah of Sri Sis Mitzrayim every day and every night. The Gemara says that Chafalim from Aleph that we're mekayim this mitzvah. We're mekayim this mitzvah first of all in the third parsha of Krishma, in the Yom in the parsha of Tzitzis, in the last psukim at the end of the parsha we say Ani Yishem Alkechem Shetzis Yischem Eretz Mitzrayim Yischem Alakim. That's where we mekayim the mitzvah Shis Yis Mitzrayim. And the Gemara says you also mekayim it with the Emes V'Yatzev and Emes V'Muna. In the Tefillah of Yatzev also we mention Shis Yis Mitzrayim and V'Muna also we mention it. The Gemara in Abraham in Siman Samach Zayim will say a chiddush that l'chayr you can be yitzel with Oz Yashi also. When you say Oz Yashi and Pesukim Zimba, you can also be mekayim Shis Yitzis Mitzrayim. Even though l'chayr in the shir you're not mentioning Shis Yitzis Mitzrayim itself, but the whole shir was on Yitzis Mitzrayim. Since the shir was on the Yitzi, was on Kriyas Yamsuf, was on the Indian of Yitzis Mitzrayim, you can be yitzel with that. And the Magen Avraham brings like a shtickle, like a raya or a mokka for it from the Gemara Brachos Daf Yigimel. The Gemara Brachos Daf Yigimel Vei says that the Maestro Rebbe will go into it soon, the whole Gemara, but basically the Gemara says that you could be Yetzer, the mitzvah, Shis Yis Mitzrayim, by mentioning a halacha, which has in it Yetzer Yis Mitzrayim. And the Yigimel Vei says you could be Yetzer by saying a shmaitza, by saying a halacha that has in it the din of Shis Yis, that mentions in it the Indian of Yetzer Yis Mitzrayim. So, Tanya the Magen Avraham, if you could be Yetzer by mentioning one of the halachas that is that has in it in Yetzis Mitzrayim, so Koshkin, you could say the Shira, that the whole Shira was on Yetzis Mitzrayim, Koshkin, you could be Yetzer with that, then you know, Zchiyus Yetzis Mitzrayim. That's the Magen Avraham. Bemis, you have to understand a little bit what's the nafkamina of this Magen Avraham. Everyone's saying Krishna anyway, and what's the case? So someone's saying Oz Yashi and not saying Krishna. You have to say Krishna for the mitzvah of Krishna also, besides the mitzvah of Yetzis Mitzrayim. But maybe you could think of some nafkaminas, but I'm meet the same in the Magen Avraham is saying that L'maisa you are Yaitza with Oz Yashir also. In the Agoyis Kivega on Shulchan Aruch, on that Magen Avraham, he brings down from his Edom, his Chosni, Agoyin Ramesha, the Chsam Sofer had a Kasha on this Magen Avraham. is because the time that some cipher the mitzvah of schisis mitzrayim is this pasuk of lamantiski yom tzeischa that you should remember, you should mention yom tzeischa, the day you went out. Time that some cipher the day you went out of mitzrayim, yom tzeischa was on tesvav, was the day they actually went out of mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf was not on Yom Tesvav. Kriyas Yamsuf, we know, was Shvi Yishu Pesach. Kriyas Yamsuf was Chofarov. It was Chofarov Nissen. Not Tesvav Nissen. It was Chofarov Nissen. It's amazing. I'll tell you some stuff. The mitzvah is, Man Tisuk Yom Tzeischa. You have to remember the day you went out, which will be Davka Tesvav. You cannot be Yitzvah by mentioning Kriyas Yamsuf. That's a differentness. That happened a week later. I think maybe Shana Chassam Sefer's Kasha is that even though maybe you would say that each one is part of Yitzis Mitzrayim. You can mention the day of Kriyas Yamsuf, you can mention the day of Tesvav, going out of Mitzrayim. But the Chassam Sefer's time, I think, is, then it would have said, you made Tzeischa. The Torah would have said, Laman Tisku, you made Tzeischa. Remember the days that you went out. There's a couple of days. It was B'meshach a few days going out of Mitzrayim. If you want to look at Kriyas Yamsuf as part of the Yitzis Mitzrayim, then the Torah should have said, Laman Tisku, you made Tzeischa. The days of going out, the day of Kriyas Yamsuf, the day of Tesvav, all these days, mention any of these days. Since the Torah just says Laman Tisku, Yom Tzeischa, it only mentions Lashon Yochid, not Lashon Rabban. It's only in singular form, not plural. It says the day. That's what some type of time is. If it's only going to be one day, then it means Tesvav. If it would say your May days, then it already could be any of the days. But if it's going to be one day, you're going to pick the day you actually walked out of the border of Mitzrayim, or they walked out of Mitzrayim. You have to mention Yom Tesvav. Maybe that's some type of time. On the Magen Avraham, how could you be Yetzu with mentioning Oz Yeshu, which is only in the name of Kriyas Yamsuf? So I was thinking, maybe the what's the Shakab Shad Magen Avraham? What's the Teretz? I was thinking the Magen Avraham, maybe we say like this. There's a Mishnah at the end of Baruch Hashem Tafnan Dalad. The Mishnah says, Haroya Malkam Shnasu Bei Nisim Leisrael Oyma Baruch Shosan Nisim Abasim Malkam Hazeh. There's a special Baruch Hashem, which is, I don't think we say it too often, but a special Baruch Hashem to say if you see a place that a nest happened to Klai Yisrael. There's another Baruch Hashem to say when a nest happened to someone himself personally. But if a person sees a place that a nest happened to Gans Klai Yisrael, he makes a special Baruch Hashem. And the Gemara asks, Malani Mili, where do we know this from? And the Gemara says, we learn it out from Yisrael, this week's Pasha. It says in this week's Sedra, by Yisrael, when Yisrael met the Yidden in the Midbar, he said, V'yomi Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Shehitzu Eschem Yad Mitzrayim, Yad Parei, Shehitzu Esha'am Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim. He made a whole bracha on the nest that Klai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. So you see from Yisrael that when you see a nest happen to Klai Yisrael, you have to make a bracha. Affect the Mashur Akasha, that the Mishnah does say that you don't just make this bracha when you see Klai Yisrael. You make this bracha when you see the place, the Mokum Shanasa Baines. Then affect the Mashur, why did Yisrael make this bracha when he met Klai Yisrael in the Midbar? That wasn't the place where the Nes happened. If you would be at by the border of Mitzrayim, where the Nes happened, where the Yidden walked out of Mitzrayim with the Nes, then you can make the bracha. If you'd be in someplace else where the Nes happened, of effect the Mashah, why was Yisrael making this bracha in the Midbar, which was far away from the Makam Nes? This halacha is to make the bracha dafka if you see the place, the Makam Nes happen. So the Mashah answers, Zoshin is, V'yashleima, the lechtem in Midbar b'chal Nes Hatzlos Mitzrayim. The whole going in the Midbar was part of the Nes of Hatzlos Mitzrayim. V'rosha mimohem nisi hamon v'abev v'nani yakoved. And he saw over there also the nisim of the mon. He saw the nest of the bear, and he saw the nest of the Nani Yaakovit. That's the Mashah's Teretz. But we have to understand this Mashah. The Yisrael did not make a bracha on the man. He didn't make a bracha on the bear. He didn't make a bracha on the Nani Yaakovit. His lashon was, the Pasuk says, Yirmi Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Shehitzu Eschem, Miyad Mitzrayim, Miyad Parei, Shehitzu Sa'am, Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim. He said it three times, but the whole bracha was about Yisrael Mitzrayim. He wasn't making a bracha on the other things. So what's the Mashah saying that he's making a bracha on these other nisim of the man and the bear? How do you understand this mashah? So I think Shana the mashah is. The mashah is saying that all these other nisim were needed and were mukhach. You had to have them in order to have the nest of Yitzis Mitzrayim. There would be no tachlis to have Yitzis Mitzrayim if the Yidden would die after that in the Midbar. There wouldn't be any tachlis to it. There's a meaning that in order to have the tachlis of Yitzis Mitzrayim to keep the Yidden alive. To keep the Yidden, you had to have the bear, you had to have the mon. As a main law, when Yisrael was in a place where he saw all these other nisim, that was as though he was in the mokum of the Yitzis Mitzrayim. It's all a hemshach of the nes. It's all one big nes. Like, if you have a cameo, if you wouldn't have this, you cannot have that. There's a man that's even considered the mokosh nasabayness. As long as he saw the Yidden, they were healthy, they were alive, they were still in the midbar. They had them, the man was keeping them going. All these things were reflective on the mokam hanes. This is all part, it's all one big mokam hanes. Because this is all part of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. This is keeping the Yidden alive, it's all part of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. As a male, if that's like, we'll say this pshat, this mashal is chiddush, we can find for the Magen Avraham also. You can say that Kriyas Yamsuf is not only a nest for you on Yom Chaf Aleph. It was a reflection back on Yom Tesvav also. Because there would be no tachlis to the Yitzhak in Yom Tesvav if 7 days later Yidden would be killed, or Yidden would be captured again and shot right back. That would, no one would talk about Yom Tesvav, nothing would be happening. The whole Indian of Yom Tesvav was only remained a nest because of Kriyas Yamsuf. There's a Mimla, Kim Zogan, that's what the Magen Avraham holds. Magen Avraham holds that when you mention Kriyas Yamsuf, you're mentioning Yom Tesvav. Because part of Kriyas Yamsuf was what kept Yom Tesvav to remain a nest.
There's a Mimla that. That was some surface from Kuda. It says, if it would say Tseishon, he would have been happy. Mantiska Tseishon, he would have Shiv also looked at Tseishon in Mitzvah. We were saying, the physics said, going out of Kriyas Yamsuf, that was the end of leaving Mitzrayim. The answer that would be good. But it says, Yom Tzeisrach, right? It's referring to the day, and that you don't say it.
Right, but this reinforced that day. What happened with Kriyas Yamsuf reinforced that day, made the Goyim Musaf that day was a mess. If not for Kriyas Yamsuf, Yom Tzeisrach would not be a nest to be remembered. To go out Yom Tzeisrach and to be killed, to be captured, or to be captured. It's a mango. When you mention, you talk about Kriyas Yamsuf, you're really talking about Yom Tzeisrach. You're talking, that's Pshat the Magen Avraham. But just to finish this, if this stack of Pshat, we can say, we'll come out with Shtukal Chiddush, that according to the Magen Avraham, not only mentioning Kriyas Yamsuf or Oz Yashia, you could be Yitzis Chesh Mitzrayim, Mechayr, if you mentioned the Nisim of the Mon and the Bear, and then the Kavin, you'd also be Yitzis of Chesh Mitzrayim, because if not for the Mon and the Bear, Yom Tesvav would never have remained a nest. So if a person says, Pash Zaman, and these Pesukim in the Torah, it would be a bit Chiddush. I mean, it's a little bit more removed. At least Kriyas Yamsuf was within a week.
The Kriyas Yamsuf is the
Some Sefer we understand, his kasha.
No, Kriyas Yamsuf is the end of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Mon is not the end of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. No, Kriyas Yamsuf was when we got rid of Mitzrayim. And that really means the Kosh King.
Yeah, but the you have to answer Mashal's kasha also on the Mishnah of Yisro's bracha. Yisro made a bracha and he sees Mitzrayim months later when he saw.
You learn the Koshke means if a halach is good, Koshke this is good. I thought the Koshke is if you see Mitzrayim is good, Koshke and Kriyas Yamsuf, it's Klam Sayimona. Kriyas Yamsuf is the biggest Yitzhak Mitzrayim.
Then he would have to mention the Gemara about the halacha. Just say, then the
Mamma. But from the Gemara, you see, it doesn't have to be tough. It doesn't have to be those words. It doesn't have to be Mamish the Posse. Once it doesn't have to be the Posse, anything that's Miram is the Indian is good.
So, but it is also.
Without the Gemara, you would say it has to be the Posse. Once it doesn't have to be, the Kolchkin, this is a bigger Yitzhak Mitzrayim than Yitzhak Mitzrayim. It's the end. It's the.
Okay.
Before Kriyas Yamsuf, they were still running after you. You weren't really out yet. So, I thought that's the Koshke.
Okay, maybe. Then the Kivege, after he brings down the Chassam Sofer's Taina on the Magen Avraham, that it's not Yom Tzeisrach, Kivege says, "Al niyistat yitaris emes v'piv shel Moshe." It says, Melitzas Loshon, that his Eidim, the Chassam Sofer, is right for a different reason. Then, "Lehed yisva medish shmoy s'rabba, pashach ha'feiz, v'zel nashenam, Shana Rabbi Seinu, Akari Shemaat Tzuch Lahaski Kriyas Yamsuf Makas Bechayris Benas V'yatsev. The Medrash says that to be Yitzhak, the Medrash says in Lashon of Kishma, but Akari the Medrash does not mean the Mitzvah of Kishma. Akari the Medrash means the Mitzvah of Sreisis Mitzrayim. The Medrash says you have to mention Kriyas Yamsuf and Makas Bechayris. V'imli Oma Makas Bechayris L'yatsa. And the Medrash repeats, if you don't mention Makas Bechayris, you're not Yitzhak the Mitzvah of Sreisis Mitzrayim. Is a minla. This is a chayv kiveg is asking a second kasha on the Magen Avraham. How can the Magen Avraham say yitzu with Oz Yashia? Oz Yashia is the Indian of Kriyas Yamsuf. is a shiur in kizem, but you're not mentioning makas b'chayus. So that's another reason why we're not be yitzvud as yashirla. Now, the kveig is asking this on the Magen Avraham, but mechayr it's doing a kash on us also. How are we yitzvud schis mitzrayim? If we yitzvud with the last sukkim of kishma of ani yishem alkechem shetzis yischem etz mitzrayim yisachem alakim, where do we say makas b'chayus? So where do we say kriyas yamsef? The teretz is, we say it by v'yatzev, by emes v'yatzev and emes v'muna. We say these in yonim, and the tefillin v'yatzev, we say, so yes, v'chayim v'rakta, v'yamsev v'kata, we say these are shenis. But it'll come out, amar de gechidish, according to this for Kivega. Kivega is the saying this a halacha, that to be yitzah, the mitzvah, chisis mitzrayim, you have to also mention yitzah, not only with the psukim at the end of Krishma, yitzah also with the words of mentioning makas b'chayis, and kriyas yamsev, and emes v'yatzev. And chid is there's not enough kaminis in it. One enough kamin would be we all mark with a mitzvah chaskavana. The Shulchan Aruch says it by Hilchos Kishma, some Samach that by the Raisis for sure we're machmir. Like the mandam of the mitzvah chaskavana, you have to be mechavin when to be yitzah. So mechayu, when you say these words, emes v'yatzah, you should be mechavin to be yitzah the mitzvah of tzchis yis mitzrayim. A lot of siddurim have instructions on the side. They say by the words of Ani Hashem Alkechem, at the end of Kishma, you should be mechavin for the mitzvah schis in Mitzrayim. But on Chayyim, you should have to be mechavin by it also.
If you learn the Kivayeg, like you're learning the
Gersa,
there seems to be something missing over there.
If you look at that guy, and if you look at the new print, they have different Gersoyas. They fixed it up a little bit. It's missing words. It seems to be missing words. Something is a toy set first over there. I do have it.
You know, if you read it, it's very geschmackful.
Yeah, I saw on the new print, they fix up a little bit, but it's still a little bit unclear to me because it sounds like he's just bringing right at some cipher, and the way we're learning, Kivik is just missing a whole separate cache in the Magen Avraham.
Right, but on your house, in the new gear, it's to write at some. Okay. You
said
you learned this before there was a
Nidra. Yeah. Yeah, see, he said again, I think he just meant it's like the Samseva, you're not Yitzvah with Azyashi. That's the only thing you see in it. You see more there?
Yeah.
You see more there?
Yeah.
Okay, I have to look a little closer. But Al Kapano, I just want to point out again this Indian that the Kivege is telling us a Chiddush Halacha, which people don't think about, that Yitzvah, the Mitzvah Dereis of Schiyos, Yitzvah Simtzayim, by mentioning Max Bechayos also, you have to mention it. There's a few Nafkaminas. One Nafkamin would be, let's say, you know, if someone is going to daven a little bit later, like a lot of times, Kamad Avi Shabbos, we daven Shachas over here, in this minion, they tried to make Bechas Kishma by the second Zman Kishma. But the Olam is Makbid by Dereis, and Dereis to Yitzvah Kishma by the first man Kishma. So what we do, most people do is they say Kishma before davening. So Kishma before davening to be Yitzvah Kishma bezmana before the second man. But most people don't say V'yatziv before davening. So if you want to be Yitzvah, the mitzvah of Schis Yis Mitzrayim by Zman Kishma, you would have to say V'yatziv also, or at least say Kishma and also say the words as V'chareim harakta V'yamsev v'kata. Say that also before Zman Kishma. But the emes is, you have to know, it's really a shagasai. It's a whole shagasai. It's a minyud where he clears the shayla. Is the mitzvah of Schi Sitzis Mitzrayim totally in Zman Krishma? Or is that a mitzvah for the whole day? Is that also totally in Zman Krishma or not? So first, the shagasai wants to bring a raya that yes, that the mitzvah of Schi Sitzis Mitzrayim is also totally in Zman Krishma. Oh, wow. He must be right from that Gemara, from that whole Gemara, the Gemara itself. The Gemara in Brachas, if you give him a base as a Meister, that Rebbe. Yeah, that's also going to be that. We'll get there. That's going to be another problem also at night. But for first, let's talk about in the morning. In the morning, it's also the Santa Shaira. The mitzvah of Schis Yis Mitzrayim, is that totally in Zman Krishma? Do you have to do Zman Krishma? We know it's the first 3 hours of the day. B'shach B'chav, we once learned this whole Indian a couple of months ago. That from B'shach B'chav is Kumecha, I'm sorry, from Kumecha is Zman Kimis Malachim, the Mardashin is the time when Malachim get up, is the first quarter of the day, which will be Berach, the first 3 hours, that's when the Mitzvah Kishma is. So what about the Mitzvah of Schis Yis Mitzrayim? Is that also telling you in the first 3 hours of the day? Or is that the whole day? So Shagasai first brings a Raya Yonchei from a Gemara Baruch HaStaf Yigimel on base. The Gemara says that Rebbe, he used to start learning with Talmid and Fatogs. Fatogs is, you see already from the Zman Rebbe, before the day started, they would start learning very early. And before even, it was too early to even say Krishma. And Meshagi is man Krishma. When it came time for Krishma, Rebbe would stop. And he'd be, the Gemara says, Vimavi Yodav Aponav, he put his hands on his face. And he'd be Makab Ol Mach HaShemayim. And the Rashi explains, he would say the first Pasuk. And the way the Gemara explains is, Rebbe held that only the first Pasuk of Shema Yisrael is the Raisa. It's Machoik is the Gemara. There seems to be 3 days. One day in the Gemara is that only the first pasuk is the Raisa. The other day is the whole first Pasha with the Yahafta is the Raisa. And the other day is the Yahafta and Behoyim, Shemoya. The first two Pashas on the Raisa are Krishma. And the third Pasha of the Yoma is Zachar, not part of Krishma. Zachar is in the Raisa of Zchis Tis Mitzrayim. That's why we say it. But Agaponim, maybe you used to be Machbid.
If you held it to the Raisa, it wouldn't be Shaykh the Gemara that they held it.
I guess not. He didn't use that for himself. He didn't use those Atarim. Because it was the, well, he did say Krishma later on. I think you have to know what the Gemara is talking about also. He is my Krishma, her means the beginning is my Krishma. Not the end is my Krishma. And later on, Rebbe did daven. The Chayyim doesn't say Rebbe didn't daven. The Chayyim daven the whole nusach of Birchas Krishma and everything. But he was in the middle of learning. There was just when it came to Man Krishma, he didn't want to stop the whole shiur of learning. So the Gemara says all he would say was "Bimabi yodav apanav." He would cover his face, which gather the person we talk about. They say it doesn't mean his face; it means his eyes, and that's the way we're noig. And they also say "Mabi yodav is lav dafka." Yodav is lashon rabim. It sounds like both hands. And the person will bring down that it's yad yamin. It's really only one here, the other man, even though the Gemara does say Yodav, of Zagaga Brach, and the Shari Tshuva, and the Behetav, and the Magen Avraham talks about it also, they say it's one hand, it's Yad Yamin. And he would say the first Pasuk of Krishma, and then the Gemara says, V'hoi Mahad Rebbe Yashmaitza the Ispa Yitzis Mitzrayim. Then Rebbe would look to say a halacha, which hasn't any of Yitzis Mitzrayim, because they can haski Yitzis Mitzrayim Bezmana, in order to say the Indian to be Yitzis the Mitzvah, Yitzis Mitzrayim Bezmana. So this is what the Magen Avraham brought down before. The first chiddush is that for the mitzvah of Zchis Tis Mitzrayim, you don't have to say any psukim, you don't have to say even any words in the Torah. It's enough to say even a halacha. You say halacha, which has in it the inyan of Zchis Mitzrayim yetsa. But the Gemara does say that Rebbe was makbid to say the first pasuk Krishna bezmana and Zchis Mitzrayim bezmana. So mashma from here that the din of Zchis Tis Mitzrayim is also totally in Zman Krishna. That's the Shagasai Zraya. But then the Shagasai says, it can't be. Because there's no svar to say that the mitzvah Shlis Tis Mitzrayim should be told in Zman Krishma. The whole idea of Zman Krishma is a whole different pasha. It's a pasha, it's possible to tell you V'shach B'cha V'kamecha. There's a mitzvah of Krishma at night, V'shach B'cha, when you go to sleep. And there's a mitzvah of Krishma V'kamecha when you get up. And Chazal Dashin V'kamecha is B'zman Kima. Krishma is a din is mankima. But Vasep is Zchis Tis Mitzrayim is really an independent halacha. We like to think of it as part of Krishma. It's really not. It's a whole separate halacha. It's not really part of Krishma. We'll see soon. May have some shaykhs, but in Chayyah, it's not really part of Krishma. It's a whole separate halacha. And it's going up from a different pasuk of the Mantiska Yem Tzeischa. It's a Mela, and it's going down from Kol Yimechayecha. From Yimechayecha Yamim. The kol the rabbi saleles. So yimechiyecha yomim tainet achsem seifa is this mitzvah is a mitzvah biyoyim. If it's a mitzvah biyoyim, the mitzvah is the whole day. There's no reason why you can't do it in the afternoon or later at night. There's like time to shagasai. There's no svar why zchis tis mitzrayim should be told in zman kiyum in the morning. So what do you do with that gemara in brachas that rabbi seemed to be makbet to do it bezmana bezman krishma? So zok sam seifa shagasai. That the Teretz is it's a kfiyas from Chazal. He doesn't even call it a din d'rabbanan. He calls it more a kfiyas d'rabbanan. Chazal wa keveya that gemaisa. When are we making this mitzvah of Zchis Tis Mitzrayim? Chazal wa keveya in they connected it to Krishma. It's all from the Anshei Knesset Gedolim and the Masada the Siddur and the way Chazal wa Masada the mitzvahs. We should say the first two pashas of Krishma. Either the second pashas of the d'rabbanan or the Raisa. We say Yehafta, we say Bahaya and Shemaya, and then you should say Yehima to Mekayim Zchis Tis Mitzrayim. So Chazal said, "Made this is the place to Mekayim this mitzvah." And a Chamami, you could do it anytime. You could do it by Mincha also. Chazal could have put it by Mincha, but they didn't. They put it in Shachris. They attached it to Krishma. Akadei Kach that people look at all three. We even call it all three pashas of Krishma. And since the Yisi Chazal want Kaveya, the Rebbe did not want to go change that minig, or whatever. It's more than a minig, that kviyas of Chazal. And therefore, Rebbe tried to do it, and that's man also.
So he's disagreeing with No,
that's no, so, and I think that's what Rashi's saying. And that,
Rashi.
Now it's very good. That's what Rashi's saying, right? Some sages that say this is my dick. Oh, he does say it? Oh, he see, that's
what
we're
going
to do. Oh, now it's.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're right, I'm sorry. Fish was mine. Right. Kvanishma Rashi watched himself on Nunshin Memresh. Right. Rashi says Fish was mine, was mine. You're right. That's what does say. Rashi, on that Gemara Brachos, it says that Rebbe wanted to say, "Kedeg Ahaski Tzis Mitzrayim Bezmana." Zok Rashi Bezmana Bezman Krishma. It wasn't the Zman of Tzis Mitzrayim of the midst of Schis Tzis Mitzrayim, because the Zman of Schis Tzis Mitzrayim could be a whole day. He just wanted to do it by the Zman of Krishma, because Chazal were keveye to do the mitzvah then. Is a mainga? There's a Malyus episode. I won't even call it a Dindra Rabbanan, but there's a. The basic kviyas of where Chazal told us to do the mitzvah was by Zman Krishma. Zmena for us to do the mitzvah of Schis Mitzrayim Zman Krishma, you do have a mile. You have the mile of doing it the way Chazal wa kevei it. Oh, so Zmena bin Nagea, our Shem, we're talking about on Shabbos morning, someone's davening a little bit late, and he says Krishma before davening to say Krishma Zmana, L'chaya, he should be want to be becoming the mitzvah of Schis Mitzrayim also Zmana for this Inyan. For this Maila to do it the way Chazal Keveya. Chazal made the kviyas. You see, even Rebbe wanted
what
it to
do. What was Chazal Keveya? It should be Zman Krishma, it should be together.
Together, I think. I think
so
together.
So then I understand what happened. He always, right after he said Shema, he said the halacha. It's Mashmi said it within the Zman. It's Mashmi, it's a Zman.
Yeah,
not,
I thought.
It's not together.
Okay, maybe it's a Zman, but. You see, if you look at the Shagas Ayah also, it's not clear. He's not saying that it's a Dindra Banan either. Like I said, it's a Maila. It's a Maila. That's the way Chazal Kevei it. And that's what Rebbe was marked on. So if Rebbe was marked on it, and even you know,
the
changed the Shia.
Yes.
Yeah, he brings them from the Rishonim also. The Ra'ah also is marked that way.
So for that Maila, the second Maila,
for that Maila, you can say you could be making with the second Zman. God over here, he's doing Shino. I think they miss the second Zman also very often. They sometimes catch it right by the minute, so you shouldn't be Samech on catching in the second Zman. You really have to say Krishna before davening. And if you want to, and this Maila, you should want to be Yitzah, then you know, of Schisis Mitzrayim also before davening. But the real Nafkamina, and this is what Rame was saying before, the real Nafkamina will be Friday night, will be at night. If you ever daven Maiv early, which people do very often Friday night, and then they want to say, and it's too early for Krishma. I got, when I was a kid, I said, I was there, I was davening up by, there's a Chasher Rav in Brooklyn, Basha Zimmerman, this big tzaddik, big goyin, and he used to, a whole year, he would call out the Ingram Shasalin over Aladrai Pashas of Krishma after they get back home. Because he felt every Friday night we always daven before Tzeis for sure, before Tzeis. Before 72 for sure, but you should be save a Krishna.
No,
he didn't say. But this is my R. This is what I want to say. So Maisa, people that daven Maiv early and later they want to be Makai in the midst of Krishna and they say over the say a Krishna and Lachayah, you have to do the midst of Schiyas Mitzrayim also.
It was mentioned
by
Yomer.
No, you're doing that by
Yomer.
I'm sorry, right?
Once it was mentioned, Bashachas Biyatsu, why did you do it when I had again?
Because the mitzvah of Chishim Tzayim is by day and by night. We pass like Ben Zayman. There's a mitzvah in the day, there's a mitzvah by night. So in the day you have to do it properly, and at night you have to do it properly. So according to Kiveg, who's bringing down this Medrash Halacha, that part of Chishim Tzayim is to mention Makas Bechayus. So the Emes says we yotze every night by Vemuna. In davening in Maya, Vemuna, we mention Makas Pachayus, and we mention also Kriyas Yamsuf. But if you're davening early, and you want to do the mitzvahs again afterwards, Achayra, you should have to say Krishma, you should have to also say the words of Pachayim, Raktav Yamsuf Bakata. Every Friday night, when you say over Krishma, you should have to say those words. Or any time you daven Maya early, like the Gemara Baruch Hashav Tzong Yishol, Shabbos, it's a Gemara that they used to daven Maiv early. But Krishma, they would say over at night. So, but not only Krishma, you have to say over, you have to say over also the Mitzvah Schiyas Mitzrayim. And according to the Kivega, Schiyas Achayr, you should have to say over also, mention Makas Bachayrus and Kriyas Yamsuf. And no one does that. I tell you, I started believing doing it. That whenever I say over Krishma, I say it's Bachayrim Rakhtav Yamsuf Agav. My mishpachas minig, and it's in the Siddur Rav, is that by Krishma Amita we say all three pashas Krishma, which is a very good habit for many reasons. We say all three pashas. It's good, you know, so we say all three. But if you want to be yitzah, then Tchiyus Mitzrayim, we have this Mardik Achidish. If you want to be Yaseh this Medrash, you would have to say also the Indian mentions Becherim Meragdav Yamsu Bekata, mentions the Indian Makas Becherim Kiyus Yamsu. This Medrash that the Kivege brings down, I saw in one of the Sfarim from that they quote from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that he said it's not only a Medrash here, he says it's the Yishami. My head of came to somebody, he says it's Yishami, and it's also in Medrash in the second place. And the Tur brings that also. It says, you know, the Tur also brings down this B'Shem Yishami. The Santa Kivege brings it from Medrash, and the Tur himself brings it down from Yishami. Then you have to mention Makas Bechayas. So it's not only the Kivege, it's the Tur also. So, Mechayas, no one does it. I mean, I don't want to go say Halacha, but Mechayas will be an Indian to mention whenever you want to be Mekayim, so
you don't have to mark the 72 on that.
Why not? If it's all the rices, why not? For the rices, right? But you have to say all these things, Bisman, and you know, before Zman Kishm in the morning and before the end of Zman Kishm in the morning and at night, you have to say. Agav, on the Shagas Ayah is Shaila, if the Mitzvah Chisis Mitzrayim is it of the day, is that a whole day, or is that Tony Zman Kishm? I was thinking, you know, that there's a famous cloud. The Mishnah says Megillah Daf Chav from the Beis, say how cloud, Dovash Mitzvah Sibi Yom Kosha Kol Yom. If it's mitzvah in the yom, it should be kosher kol yom. But the mechayi have a diik from the rest of the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives a whole list of mitzvahs that were done a whole day. The Mishnah says kol yom kosher kriyas megillah and kriyas halal. Whenever there's a mitzvah halal, it's a whole day. And kriyas shayfin and tking aslungiv and tving as musafin and musafin and gavidi haparim and gavidi amaisa and gavidi yamikipurim and smichin and shrita and tufin and agash and mitzvah and aktar and malika. The Mishnah gives a whole list more mitzvahs. The Mishnah does not say Schiyus Yis Mitzrayim. If Schiyus Yis Mitzrayim would be totally in the day and it would be a whole day, how come it's not in that Mishnah Megillah? The Mishnah Megillah gives a whole list of mitzvahs that are mutter the whole day, that kasha to the whole day. How come it doesn't mention this mitzvah? Had another kasha, the Mishnah doesn't say the mitzvah of tefillin. The Mishnah doesn't say the mitzvah of Talmud Torah either, but that's not shver, because Talmud Torah is by day and by night. The Gisa by Yom Balayla. So day and by night. And this Mishnah is first giving a whole list. If you look at the Mishnah Megillah, Daf Chaf and Beis, gives a whole list of mitzvahs that are a whole day, then it gives a list of the mitzvahs that are a whole night. Talmud Torah is not on either list because Talmud Torah is not in the day and night. It's both. It's the day and the night. But why doesn't the Mishnah say Tefillin? Tefillin is a whole day. The Teretz is, I think, Pashat, that the Mishnah is saying mitzvahs that you can Mekayim one time, any time during the day. Tefillin is really a mitzvah you can do the whole day. Then it could be kind of the mitzvah nimshach. You can always. That's why it's not going to list mitzvahs that you can do a whole day. It's listing mitzvahs that you can mekayim one time, any time you want during the day. That's why tefillin is not there. But why doesn't it say schiyus yis mitzrayim? Schiyus yis mitzrayim you can mekayim any time during the day according to Shagas Ayah. So maybe the teretz is because there is a fart in the Indian Rabbanon to do with Zman Krishma, the way the Shagas Ayah says, we won't call a Chiv Darbanan, a Kviyas Darbanan, a Mayan Darbanan, a Mayan Darbanan to do it together with Krishma. That's the way Chazawa Kedeyed, and even Rebbe was marking on that. That could be a test for that. According to this Chiddush, this Medrash, gives me down Halacha, you could find for Tosis Kash and Brochas Dachav Aleph, Amar Aleph. The Gemara says over there, Safek Kara Emes V'yatziv, Chayza Mishum Safek Deraisa. The Gemara says a person's Mesupik, if he said Emes V'yatziv, he has to say it over. Because it's Safek Deraisa and Chumra, and in Emes V'yatziv, you have to say it to be the Mitzvah Schiyus Yis Mitzrayim. Safek Tosis Kash, the Gemara sounds like you're only Mesupik if you said Emes V'yatziv, but you're not Mesupik if you said Krishma. Krishma you did say. Safek Tosis, if you said Krishma, you were also Yaitza, the Mitzvah of Schiyus Yis Mitzrayim, but the last few Psukim. So what's the Gemara making a whole asik that if you're not sure we said Emes V'yatziv, it's a Savak Deraisa on the Chumra, it's a Savak Deraisa about the Mitzvah of Schiyus Yis Mitzrayim, Mechari Yiri Yitzha with the Pesukim at the end of Vayayma. So Tosfos says a few Terutzim, Tosfos wants to say that it's Lav Dachman. The Gemara said Sofakar Emes V'yatziv, it means Sofakar Pashat Tzitzis Emes V'yatziv. If a suffix on the whole thing, if you said the Pasha of Tzitzis and Nemes V'yatziv, but that's the Chayesh Degel Deich, it's not Mashmet Agdam Degmar.
It does make a difference.
Right, this is kasha, not okay. Well, nice. According to this kivayg, according to this medrash, you can emphasize that kasha is very poshut. That sofikar emes biatsiv is tak sofik if you yitzis chiyus mitzrayim because you didn't say makas becharis and you didn't say chiyus yamsiv. So even if you said v'yemer, but that's what the Gemara means. So the it's mamish a fair shiraya to the medrash. But Tosis kasha advice is not like the kivayg.
No, the way they change the kivayg, didn't say.
You're busy with the other guesser, right? That's the other guesser. Okay. Okay, there's a few more things we have to speak about on Sinyan, also on the Ramah and Arachayim, Simon Samachvav, Sefyud. So it's very decent Indian, but maybe another time. Okay, sure.